Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Down goes the Trump stock, falling over 20% on Monday. Used to be under the stock ticker DWAC, now under DJT. I saw one person remark when Donald Trump was talking about being 47. I'm not sure he meant the stock price, but as we've been saying here at the Midas Touch Network, it's our opinion that this is trading like a meme stock. And then we got some of the financial data in a new 8K filing by Trump Media with the SEC showing that in 2023, it lost $58 million. And its entire revenue for all of 2023 was about $4.1 million. With an M, that as the unique visitors are about 10 million or so every month, and even going less and less each month. That's less people in a month who are going on Truth Social than who watch the Midas Touch YouTube channel in a 24-hour period by a significant number, if those are the numbers that hold. We'll break it all down. Also, the Manhattan District Attorney on Monday sent a letter to Justice Mershon, this an emergency letter basically telling Justice Mershon, you need to do something right now. Donald Trump is attacking your daughter, and by doing that, the message is being sent to Donald Trump's violent followers that if he can get away attacking your honor's daughter, that no witness is safe here, and Donald Trump is engaging in this, quote, terrifying conduct as a way of witness intimidation here in this case. Then Donald Trump's lawyers filed a motion with the court intimating that they will be seeking Justice Mershon's recusal, which they previously tried to do over a year ago or around a year ago, and that was denied by Justice Mershon. I want to say this as a co-host and friend of Michael Cohen, and I speak with Cohen on a regular basis. The death threats to witnesses is real. What Cohen experiences every day from Donald Trump's followers with those death threats is nothing anybody who is a witness who just needs to testify at a case should experience, and steps need to be taken to protect witness safety. We will break it all down. And Donald Trump clearly losing his mind even more as that April 15th trial date approaches for his hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. Just think about it like this, folks. Donald Trump is out there selling Bibles with sticky pages for about $59.99 in order to help him make money to defend himself in a trial involving making hush money payments to a porn star while his third wife had just given birth to their first son. That, folks, is the state of the Republican Party. So it should come as no shock that on Easter, Donald Trump was posting all of these unhinged, all caps rants, attacking the judge, attacking Mike Gallagher, the Republican moderate congressman who's leaving Congress. That's how Donald Trump's spending his time, attacking moderate Republican Congress members. Donald Trump also making multiple posts comparing himself to Jesus. Compare that to President Biden's post. President Biden actually attended church on Easter and would post things like, "To all those gathering in churches and homes around the world today, happy Easter. May God bless you," and other actual messages like that with dignity. Also, Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans spread all of these unhinged and just easily debunked conspiracy theories along the lines of trying to say, "Democrats are trying to take away your meat and your air conditioning, and they want to take away gas stoves, and they're coming for your refrigerators." They all had these like conspiracy theories lined up that were, again, easily debunked, saying President Biden had turned Easter into Transgender Visibility Day, and that President Biden would not allow religious symbols on Easter eggs at the White House. All of these things had taken place before President Biden. And if you go back to these things, it just so happened that Transgender Visibility Day always falls on March 31st. And Easter, which falls on different days, happened to also be on March 31st. And by the way, for us to recognize the fact that all human beings have dignity, and that's what MAGA Republicans want to attack, I think is horrific in and of itself. Then you go back to the Easter egg conspiracy about religious symbols not being allowed on Easter eggs. That was a policy with Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Clinton, George W. Bush, Obama, and under Trump. But don't let a good conspiracy theory get in the way of the truth when it comes to MAGA Republicans. But honestly, Brett and Jordy, I feel like these MAGA Republicans, especially with Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter and turning it into X, they live in this deranged social media echo chamber, not actually in the real world, where they think it's normal and justified for Donald Trump to post videos of like President Biden being hogtied on the back of pickup trucks. And I just think as more and more Americans see that this is what the Republican Party has become, I think you'll start to see very, very significant changes in the way the election is going to go. And I feel the momentum right now as well. I still wish, frankly, even with the momentum tipping to President Biden, even with that, would be my sincere wish that we had a normal political environment right now where Democrats and Republicans can exist in and have real debates, but that's not the a world we live in right now. It was a long opening, but I had a lot to get off my chest. Brett and Jordy, how are you?
Doing great, Ben, and it's great to be here with the Midas Mighty as always. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those weekends, you know, anytime there's a holiday or a big event, you just see the disinformation machine in work from the right, and you just see how disingenuous it all is. It's an entire movement based on lies, based on fake outrage, based on violence and violent threats, and based on just the fundamental attack on decency and on humanity, quite frankly. I mean, I feel like for so long, we saw a kind of America, you know, especially when Barack Obama was president, this America of hope, this America of inclusion, this kind of turning of the corner, this look back at the past and saying, you know what, we're better than how this country has been in the past. We are moving to be this more perfect union where we embrace diversity, where we embrace inclusivity. And now the right wing and this whole MAGA movement has turned that into a four-letter word, where the very nature of diversity, the very nature of inclusivity is thought to be a bad thing. And those sorts of beliefs are the beliefs that are amplified, Ben, like you were saying on Elon Musk's X as the kind of prevailing beliefs, even though those are not the prevailing beliefs inside our society. But I think what that's done is it's really captured so many of these MAGA Republicans into this echo chamber where they're all kind of just working off themselves, and they don't realize just how disturbed, how weird they are to kind of the general public who is not perpetually online the way that they are. And speaking of online, I got to say this, and I'll posit this to all the folks watching live and everybody listening right now. Anybody else hate April Fool's Day, or is it just I despise April Fool's Day.
It's actually the worst. It's the least funny, most annoying holiday quotes around. Like whoever invented this, jag off.
I hate it. I think my hate was solidified like in the COVID era. Like once COVID happened, I'm like, there's nothing you could say that's going to make me more upset than with the reality of a lot of the things that are going on. So stop it. I don't need your games. I just tell me the truth. There's so many stories today that you would see and you'd have to think every time, wait, is this just an April Fool's joke? Is this real? Why do I have to do this? It just feels like a breach of my trust. Okay. And society runs on trust. We can't have a day dedicated to fooling each other. Okay. Okay.
I agree, B. I agree. Can I just say, brothers, you guys look good today. I think are we all growing out our beards? Ben, it looks like you're growing out your beard. Brett, it looks really like you're growing out.
Really
your
growing
beard.
Mine out. Looks really good.
How many days of that is not shaving?
2 weeks.
There you go. There you go. Well, you get to use the Hedson razor later this week, Ben.
I do. I'll have to use
this week. I'm so stoked for today's show, guys. There's a lot of new. There's a lot.
I was gonna tease Brett, but not on the live. I'll save that for the after show. I'll shave it for the after show.
There you go. I am super excited for today's show, Brett. I think you bring up such an excellent point regarding like just all these ultra right wing just weirdos. Quite frankly, I mean, as the great Kendall from Succession would say, you're too online. Folks, you're too online, MAGA. It's like it's that MAGAverse personified right now. And they're all just shouting at each other, and where they're losing by just only speaking to each other in what is quite frankly a literal echo chamber of right-wing disinformation. I think it's our opportunity here at the Midas Touch Network and the Midas Mighty to continue to grow, to continue to expand, and just continue to fight for the pro-democracy causes and values that we all love here at the network. So shout out to the Midas Mighty. Best dang folks around, man. Ben, what's going on?
Well, one thing I want to mention as well, thank you to everybody who made one of our first documentaries that we did together, Against All Enemies, the number one documentary on Apple TV, the number one of all documentaries on Apple TV, and it's the number 17 of all movies ahead of Barbie, ahead of Dune.
16 now.
Number 16 now, just that's how rapidly
moving on up.
Let's go. Let's keep climbing. Let's crack top 10, folks.
You can now rent or purchase an Apple TV, YouTube, or Google Play. I think there were some issues with Amazon, so we hope to get it up soon there.
And let me clarify this too, because I just want to say it is confusing. So Apple TV, for a company that prides itself on branding, they did the most confusing branding imaginable for Apple TV. Because there's Apple TV, the box, the physical box.
It's so funny. It's so true. Go ahead.
There's Apple TV, the physical box that you plug into your TV. That's one thing that they have called Apple TV. Then they have Apple TV Plus, which is the streaming service that you pay a monthly fee for that has shows like Ted Lasso and other things. And then there's Apple TV, which is the software that anybody can access. And on that Apple TV, it used to be called iTunes. And that's where you could purchase movies or rent movies and TV shows. And that's where you find Against All Enemies. So it's in the Apple TV app, but not on the Apple TV Plus service. So you do not need a monthly subscription to watch this. And anybody, it's currently US only, I will say, but anybody in the US could go on Apple TV and search for Against All Enemies and rent it on Apple TV. You do not need the monthly subscription.
You know, I feel like if it was still iTunes though, like that feels bigger, right? If you were to say it's the number one movie of all documentaries on iTunes and 16 on the iTunes chart.
Yeah. And I didn't plan on starting the podcast with getting mad at Apple for their branding and a debate over Apple's branding. But I guess, you know, Apple, I guess, was like, how could we have movies on a service called iTunes? That doesn't make sense. But like, it should make sense.
Yeah, they should have just leaned into it instead of making all this super confusing. But it's actually super easy. Like we said, the number one documentary on there, and let's keep climbing those charts. Let's get the top 10 overall.
You know, we'll talk later in the show about the ruling earlier today from the Florida Supreme Court that just announced that the ballot initiatives on abortion and marijuana legalization will be on the ballot in November. But it also made me reflect at the top of the show about the interview I recently did with Chris Nelson, who was a former diehard MAGA Republican. I mean, he was leading the Stop the Steal rallies in Florida. And I, as I was talking to him, he wanted to definitely clarify, not the one in DC, which I certainly get why he wanted to make that clarification on second review of it. But it's part of my commitment here on the Midas Touch Network and our commitment to reach out to people who we still disagree with politically on issues, but to show that civil discussions can be had. Because it's so important right now to reflect on kind of normalcy and to not just speak within our own echo chambers, but to expand all of this to reflect a larger pro-democracy community and to continue to do so. To look at Donald Trump posting videos of President Biden hogtied on the back of it and go, that is completely unacceptable and that should be disqualified. Watching Donald Trump post videos of himself selling $60 Bibles, we should all come together as Americans and say that conduct is unacceptable, period, full stop. With Donald Trump attacking the daughter of a judge and then saying that it's protected First Amendment speech for his campaigning, you're running on a platform of attacking Justice Mershon's daughter and posting photos and embracing debunked conspiracies of people like Laura Loomer, who are within your inner circle, to lie that this fabricated account that was taken over by other people, and we don't know who those malevolent actors, though, or though we can certainly surmise who they may be, and attacking a fake account and saying that that belongs to Justice Mershon's daughter, we should all condemn that. That conduct should be absolutely disqualifying, and we should not normalize that, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. And it's, again, so sad that the Republican Party has been taken over by MAGA. And just think about this and all of the conflicts that are created by Donald Trump going public with this stock that was once Digital World Acquisition Company. Once it merged with Trump Media, it's now trading under the ticker DJT. And today we saw the bottom almost fall out. And again, this stock is trading at some of the most massive fluctuations that we've seen. And so I want to be clear, just because it's down 21% today doesn't mean that tomorrow it doesn't go up 30 and then down 30 and then up 20 and then down 40 and then up 30. So following it on a day-to-day basis, the thing that I always reflect on, and by the way, I had worked with special purpose acquisition companies in the past in my capacity as a lawyer. So I'm very familiar with the inner workings of how companies go public via SPAC versus initial public offerings. And ultimately for me, I want to look at the fundamentals of a business. And today we got some of those additional fundamentals of Trump Media when what's called an 8K, the number 8, the letter K filing, was made by Trump Media with the SEC. These are the types of filings that you have to make when you are a publicly traded company to provide this data to the market. And here is what we learned. In all of 2023, the Trump Media Group generated a total of $4.1 million with an M in revenue for all of 2023, while racking up $58 million in net losses. So the fact that before today, the market cap was $6 billion, the stock did tank by about 21.47% today, the market cap bears no relation at all to the revenue. Now, there are some companies who stock price trades at a multiple that far exceeds revenue. But in those cases, there could be certain growth factors or high revenue, huge amounts of revenue, but no profits. I don't think I've ever seen personally something at a $4.1 million revenue with $58 million in net loss trade anywhere near anything with the letter B for billion near it. Now, going back to my days as a transactional lawyer, when I would see something like this, there's different ways to provide valuations for companies. There's one way to look at revenue, and perhaps a company trades based on its revenue, but really those are more growth companies that trade on revenue, high tech type of stocks, but maybe they trade at a 3 to 5 times revenue. But one of the most basic metrics for coming up with a valuation is what's called EBITDA, earnings before interest, depreciation, taxes, and amortization, and doing a multiple of EBITDA model to come up with the valuation for a company. So here, there is no positive EBITDA for the Trump Media because it lost $58 million. So you can't use that at all as a metric. So let's say I was coming up with the most generous possible valuation for Trump Media, and I will use a 5 times multiple on revenue, which you really would never use for something that loses $58 million, whose user base has been declining rapidly as well. But let me use a 5 times multiple here. 5 times 4, $20 million to $25 million would be the most generous possible valuation that I could give to Trump Media. And more likely, in my opinion, the valuation would be closer to, if any valuation at all, because it's losing money, you would probably only consider, I don't know, maybe doing an all debt deal here if you wanted the IP or whatever, but probably more something like $10 to $12 million. Let me put it in this perspective as well. The amount of visitors to Trump Media, under $10 million, I think, under 10 million viewers, between 5 and 10 million viewers, depending on the types of month. I think it started somewhere at about 11.3 million. Based on the amount of YouTube viewers we get here at the Midas Touch Network in a 48-hour period is multiples of that amount that Trump Media gets in an entire month of unique visitors. So just put that in perspective right here. So this thing is trading like a meme stock. It's down significantly today. My own view, and again, this is my opinion, because people are saying, hey, Ben, you said this thing's going to fail, but it got approved. I mean, I come from Midas Touch for the facts. What's going on here? To me, the question is, or I'll say this, never underestimate the depths of depravity of Donald Trump. And perhaps that's something that I should have considered as well. Because for Trump to even bring this thing public, and for the Digital World Acquisition Company, after the fraud lawsuit from the SEC that it filed, for them to bring this thing public would cause the most devastation and destruction, in my opinion, for retail investors, versus anybody would look at this and naturally tap out. But they brought this thing public, knowing all of these horrific risk factors. And now, to me, the issue is not a matter of if it fails. This is my opinion. It's a matter of when it fails. And the level of destruction and harm, in my opinion, that's going to be caused to retail investors when that happens, whether that's tomorrow, 3 months, 6 months, or a year, but I am confident it is going to happen. But like with all things Trump, remember, it's delay, 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 delay until bam, the bottom falls out. By the way, that's how he handled COVID. All the parallels are there. It's exactly how he handled his COVID. Pretend it doesn't happen until you're having thousands of people die every day. I think you're going to see that happen. It's my opinion, but the fundamentals just aren't there. I know that was an in-depth look at SPACs and valuations.
SPAC man.
Don't get Ben going on SPACs, folks, because once he gets going, it's hard to reel him back. That was great.
And Stephanie Rule pointed out today, it's something that I didn't even realize, is that you can't short the stock at this moment in time. There's no borrowing of the stock. There's no shorting right now. So what Stephanie Rule was saying is, she was saying once you're able to do that, that this thing could drop like a stone. And yeah, I'll preface it by saying, don't take investment advice from me. This is all my opinion. This is all my opinion as well. But the numbers here are just absolutely bizarre. I mean, if you think about it, what did Trump Media make last year? They said $4.1 million in revenue and lost $58 million. I think some of the other metrics that are important to realize here as to why this doesn't make sense, and why anytime, you know, a Trumper might come back to you and say, but Amazon lost money for X amount of years and look at them now. Yeah, this is not Amazon. Let me tell you. And Amazon was in a period of extreme growth.
Right.
At that time, when you look at and their filings today from Q3 to Q4, Truth Social actually lost revenue. And that should actually be probably its most profitable quarter going into Q4 last year. And they lost revenue. They're losing users, you know? So it's a declining business as well, in addition to the numbers themselves being horrific. And if you look at even like a singular Chick-fil-A franchise, a singular Chick-fil-A franchise does around the, on average, around 2x in revenue. What Trump Media did last year. And that's without taking a $58 million loss. So something stinks, and it's in addition to Donald Trump, but it's the Trump Media stock. Something stinks here. And it seems like it's also being used, once again, my opinion, as a conduit to people to almost to advert campaign finance laws. Like, oh, I could donate to the campaign, or I could invest in the DJT stock. I'm going to invest in that guy. And it poses a lot of risks as well. You know, if you have a guy running for president where you could have these foreign sovereign wealth funds like the Saudis being investing in things like this, there are so many other additional conflicts to having the stock on the market too that aren't even being explored fully at this point. And it's hard to imagine that this does not end badly.
Trump supporters investing. You're so right. And even beyond the stock, just the platform itself is incredibly problematic as far as what types of sponsors are coming in there. I mean, we've done stories on it on MidasTouch.com, right, the types of sponsors and the types of money that was being funneled into Truth Social. It's a weird, bizarre thing that, you know, just everything the man touches just fails miserably. That's why it just, you know, it drives me crazy when you see these legacy media, not to bash, not to go there, but like talk as if, you know, this guy is some powerhouse juggernaut, that he's some intellectual genius, that he's playing 4D chess. He couldn't be further from that. The dude is absolutely pathetic. Everything he touches fails miserably, crashes and burns. And it just seems like the only folks left in the destruction are just the regular citizens who have fallen for his, you know, his snake oil salesmanship.
I mean, Jordy, to your point right there, the failure of political media is also, we also see with the business media as well. I mean, to watch the political media fail miserably, but also the kind of business news, those who follow the stock market try to put themselves in contortions to try to justify this, the existence of the stock, when the fundamentals are not there. Whenever I watch that, whether it's CNBC, you know, or Fox Business, but I expect Fox Business to be trash. But when I watch CNBC, them talk about this, like this could be a real thing. And it just makes me reflect on everything they talk about in the report.
Absolutely.
I'm like, if this is how you're viewing this meme stock,
then
the fundamentals are something that is so bizarre. What else are you giving me in a diet of disinformation? Because you're clearly not providing accurate stuff. Jay, I want to talk more about that. I want to talk about, though, the difference between President Biden's message on Easter to Donald Trump's message. I want to talk about what's going on in the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case. And I also want to remind everybody as well, go to patreon.com/MidasTouch. you see the growth of this network. It's thanks to you. That's one of the ways we help build this independent media platform. The other ways is through our pro-democracy sponsors. So let's hear from some of our pro-democracy sponsors.
Trade Coffee is changing the way you experience coffee at home. They continuously curate a wide variety of coffees from the best small batch specialty roasters in the US, then make personalized recommendations based on what you like or may like to try. Each bag is roasted to order and shipped fresh to you by one of their 50 plus partners. Listen, Midas Mighty, you know that I'm the resident coffee geek here at Midas Touch. I would not vouch for just any coffee company. From dark roasts to decafs, espressos to cold brew and iced coffee, you could discover the best coffee suited to your taste with Trade. And it's not too early to begin thinking of the perfect gift for mom, dad, graduates, or your best friend getting married this season. Whether it's a gift for yourself or a gift for a loved one, you can't go wrong with better coffee. I personally like bright, eccentric coffees. I love a good light roast. So I told Trade my preferences and they've nailed it every single time. This is the latest bag I received. This one's from Kuma Coffee, a roaster in Seattle, and the freshness and the flavors are incredible. Plus, I never have to worry about running out because I know my next freshly roasted bag is going to be delivered straight to my door. Do you love coffee as much as I do? If so, you need to try Trade today. For a limited time, enjoy a free bag and up to $15 off select plans when you visit our link, drinktrade.com/Midas. That's drinktrade.com/Midas for a free bag and up to $15 off select plans. drinktrade.com/Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S.
You all know I love math, right? So let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce the headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, as we did at Midas Touch. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. Truth is golden. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Slash it. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, including ours. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Businesses need to operate as efficiently as possible, so you'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. So head to netsuite.com/Midas. That's NetSuite.com/Midas. One more time, it's netsuite.com/Midas.
Let's go. Shout out to the pro-democracy sponsors. I actually have an update for the folks who love when we talk about sponsors after we do the reads. So last week, after we ran the Midas NetSuite segment, they let me know that we broke the amount of traffic link clicks that any podcast has ever sent to their site. So shout out to the Midas Mighty for heeding the call to click the link and check it out, because they got some great stuff there. Do it again. Let's see if we could break it. Click the link. It's right in the description. And Brett, that Trade Coffee read, it might just be my favorite read on the network. Like that was really some like Oscar worthy reading. And I know you love the product. So shout out Trade Coffee. Well, great sponsors.
I could say Oscar, but it's not a performance. I love my Trade Coffee. You know, I have it every day. So it's not like I have to act like I like it, because I genuinely love it. And you know that I am obsessed with coffee and don't stop talking about it. And so it's nice to just be able to have it delivered to me.
Check it out, folks.
Because I can talk about this the rest of the episode.
President Biden spent Easter with family and attending church. President Biden's message was, "Happy Easter, America. May God bless and keep each and every one of you." President Biden also posted, "Jill and I send our warmest wishes to Christians around the world, celebrating the power of hope and the promise of Christ's resurrection this Easter Sunday." He wrote, as we gather with loved ones, we remember Jesus' sacrifice. We pray for one another and cherish the blessings of the dawn of new possibilities. And President Biden also posted to all those gathering in churches and homes around the world today, Happy Easter. May God bless and keep you. And one thing I want to point out about President Biden as well is that whenever there's holidays, regardless of the religion, President Biden makes these posts, wishes all religions well in a very dignified way. And he also respects that there are Americans who don't follow religion, and he doesn't in any way say anything about that. And he recognizes that there's a separation of church and state, which is in our founding documents here in the United States of America. And I just think, again, President Biden's message is dignified and normal, and I think what we appreciate in a leader. On the other hand, Donald Trump's post, this, let's just show it what it looks like with all caps. I mean, like, for real, like, what is this? Like, just forgetting what the words are. How could any of this be normal? And for those listening, it's a paragraph with like just all caps words, no periods, just kind of ranting and rambling. Now, I've seen messages that look like that, that when I used to practice as an attorney, there would be messages that would be sent from people who oftentimes when we would get these messages, we would say that this could be a 5150 inquiry. And they would say things like the CIA is bugging, you know, my telephone, and, you know, I'm hearing voices and space lasers and things like that. And frankly, Donald Trump's messages don't look very different from what I used to receive at the law firm when there would be people who would say things like that. And they'd look like this. And I don't want to read the whole thing, but it goes, Happy Easter to all. Now, it should end right there. That's where the message should just end. It should be Happy Easter to all, period. But Trump goes, Happy Easter to all, including crooked and corrupt prosecutors and judges that are doing everything possible to interfere with the presidential election of 2024 and put me in prison, including those many people that I completely and totally despise because they want to destroy America, a now failing nation like deranged Jack Smith, who is evil and sick, Mrs. Fawny Wade, who said she hardly knew the special prosecutor, only to find, I'm not going to read the rest of it because it's just mind-numbingly stupid, but we can't numb our minds to the existence that this is a threat and this is not normal. I'll just say that. I don't want to ignore that. I mean, I'll keep reading this and it's deranged and unhinged. I don't need to keep on reading it. But the point is to say this is not someone who should be getting the nuclear codes or being a leader of our
nation. One of the things that I know you've said here before, Ben, too, is like, imagine that you were just like out, like walking down the street and you had somebody trying to scream at you this. Like, you'd be like, okay, I've learned in my life that when somebody is behaving in this way and is using this sort of language, I probably should try to get to the other side of the street, get to safety. You know, this is probably a dangerous person, a crazy person, right? There's a lot of issues going on there. And these are the kind of statements that Donald Trump is posting every single day. And there's just the fundamental kind of irony in watching these two people over the weekend, watching President Biden, watching Donald Trump, watching President Biden attend Easter Mass, attend church. By the way, the way President Biden attends church every Sunday, he's at church, right? And then you have Donald Trump, who was not at church on Easter, but instead was, like Ben was saying, hawking $60 Bibles for his own profit that he combined with politics by putting like the Declaration of Independence inside of it, that he's using to try to get personal funds to pay off his defamation for his adjudicated rape judgment, sexual assault judgment. And then you have MAGA and these Republicans go, Joe Biden is the Antichrist, and Donald Trump, that's a man of God. And I just like, it's just baffling. And it just shows you the extent of the power of this sort of disinformation and how they come at you from such a dishonest angle at all times. And I think the conspiracy theories and the messaging that extended from that, it really just shows you how bad faith kind of all of these arguments are, right? We should be able to, especially on holidays like Easter, you should be able to set differences aside, wish somebody a happy Easter, move on with your day, the way Ben was saying. But of course, the Republicans and this whole right-wing media echo chamber had to go in to this just deranged conspiracy theory land. And it started off with, you had Donald Trump himself, you had Don Jr., you had Mike Johnson and others. They accused President Biden of banning religious imagery in the annual Easter egg roll, like an art contest. And that was their big thing. They banned it. How could they do this? He's the Antichrist. I told you it's a war on Christianity. And then the people who oversee this, the American Egg Board, they're called, said it's been the rule for the past 45 years that you can't have religious imagery on the eggs. It was the same rule was there under Donald Trump. So Donald Trump was criticizing President Biden, and MAGA Mike Johnson was criticizing President Biden and Don Jr. and all these people for something that was exactly not even a variation or anything, the same exact thing that Donald Trump did while he was president every single year, And that's not all, obviously, because this was the one year, probably the one year like this will ever happen, where Transgender Day of Visibility fell on the same day as Easter. Easter is a moving target, right? Easter changes year to year. Transgender Day of Visibility for the past 15 years has been on March 31st. So President Biden, being a president who values progress, being a president who values equality and diversity and inclusion, sent a very normal, nice, positive message celebrating also Transgender Day of Visibility and saying to transgender Americans, I see you. That's it. I acknowledge your right to exist. I acknowledge that you are a person. There are a lot of forces out there who want to tell you have no right to exist as a human being, but I got your back. Which is something that I think all presidents should do. And I think that's incredible and shows the progress that President Biden has actually brought to the country, that we have presidents acknowledging days like Transgender Day of Visibility. Say, once again, same day for the past 15 years. And so all the same way that we had the fake outrage about this Easter egg roll art, whatever, you had all the MAGA influencers, including today, they were still going for it. How dare President Biden change the Easter holiday to Transgender Day of Visibility? I saw Mike Johnson posting this just before we went on. And it's like, you know, you could acknowledge two things at once, right? Multiple things could happen on the same day. You could celebrate Easter and also acknowledge that other people are celebrating this other day. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing. And you just start to see the difference between this, you know, the religion that I know and the religious people that I know who follow, who adhere to the principles of love thy neighbor. And then you see this whole MAGA thing that is about, I don't know, guns and revenge and retribution and nothing that I ever grew up learning about religion. And they try to hold themselves as the arbiters of who's a real Christian, who's a real Jew, who's a real, you name it. And I think it's abhorrent behavior. I think it's disgusting. And I think they are using and weaponizing their religion, whatever they even want to call it, in order to just spread hate and in order to further divide the country. And I think that is the opposite of what these religions actually stand for. And that's why it really bothers me. You know, today, the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, she trolled Fox on this because Fox was obviously like the leaders of this sort of coverage, going, I can't believe President Biden would acknowledge such a holiday. How dare them? How dare them? So KJP, she opened up a press conference saying, and you know what? I want to thank Fox because, you know, we just took a page out of Fox's book a couple of years ago when they acknowledged the Transgender Day of Visibility. It was a funny moment and a good way to hold the mirror up to these bad actors. I'll play the clip quickly.
We were at first, want to be very clear, confused on their coverage. We're grateful that Fox agrees with President Biden about the importance of recognizing Trans Day of Visibility. And I'll just quote something that Fox said. Back in 2021, they tweeted this: Trans Day of Visibility is dedicated to celebrating transgender people. To all the transgender men, women, and non-binary folk, we see you and stand with you.
We've done deep dives of this too, brothers. Remember, like we did, we've had numerous reports on our website about how while Fox rails yes. against DEI and diversity and inclusion. They themselves pride themselves in their inner documents and their internal documents on being a place that values DEI and inclusion and diversity. That while they rail against a lot of these transgender groups, all these LGBTQ groups, they themselves are also sponsoring like the LA Pride Fair and things like that. And so they say something on the air to rile people up, to anger their viewers, to get money. And then internally, the way they actually conduct their business behind the scenes, they're doing things in a whole different way. And it's, again, it's that hypocrisy that really shows the bad faith actors that we're constantly seeing. It's the hypocrisy like we saw with even Caitlyn Jenner, who also had to voice her opinion on the issue here. Yep. And you had Caitlyn Jenner, obviously people immediately started digging up receipts on this. Caitlyn Jenner saying how she's absolutely disgusted that Joe Biden has declared the most holy of holy days as Transgender Day of Visibility. And people immediately dug up her post from a few years ago. It's from 2017. Celebrating Trans Day of Visibility. There's no better visibility than with my sisters by my side. This is why I know President Biden's winning, quite frankly. And this is why I know the pro-democracy side of things are winning. Because when they have to go to such lengths to make everything an issue, even something like the Easter holiday, just like they're getting mad at days of the week now. You know, they've lost the impeachment battle. They've lost like their arguments with the border. They've lost their arguments with tax policy, with abortion. Like, they've lost like all these things. So now they're literally getting mad at like the day of the week.
And Brett, what day was that Caitlyn Jenner post on? What was the exact date? Oh, it was March 31st because the date doesn't change every year. So it's just so unbelievable. I mean, they are just truly such hypocrites. And I implore our audience to just remember this. When there's such division being pushed your way as it's just another day of the week, yeah? Just ask yourself, where is this all coming from? Where are these stories coming from before you immediately have a gut reaction to what's happening? Because 9 out of 10 times or 10 out of 10 times, it's this example right here. Whether it's Trump did the same thing about Biden with the religious messaging during the Easter egg roll, whether it's Trans Day of Visibility just falling on the same day every year, and President Biden just simply acknowledging the existence of trans people everywhere.
There are billions of dollars.
That Fox News and all this right-wing outrage machine is going to just lose their minds and try and make it seem like President Biden is the one hawking Bibles for $60 with the American flag on it. That President Biden had compared himself to Jesus. That's why the Republicans at large are constantly playing cover up. They're trying to figure out ways in which they could try and show that President Biden isn't a Catholic, that President Biden isn't a religious man, a man of faith, because they have their guy going out there and literally comparing himself to Jesus, to hawking Bibles. It's unbelievable.
Look, when you have no issues to run on, except that your whole goal is to pickpocket Americans and basically take all of their money, whether it's through the grift of the Trump grifts or the Republican policies of trickle-down economics to help all of their billionaire and deca-millionaire friends, how else do you get Mr. and Mrs. Magadonia to support you? And you have to get people really angry and really mad and really divided. Because if you allowed Americans to come together, they would very quickly realize that what MAGA's doing is very predatory and is screwing them over. But if you could try to find issues like the Democrats are taking your stove, the Democrats are taking your refrigerator, the Democrats are taking away your air conditioning, the Democrats are trying to take away your meat. And if you're Mr. and Mrs. Magadonia and you may be working multiple jobs because you're living in a red state that has the lowest minimum wage, or states that are not providing you the full panoply of healthcare benefits they could. And so you're struggling and you're angry and you don't know where to turn that anger to. So you turn on what you think is a news network because you want to get the news. But the news network is actually a psyop. It's actually an op to screw with you, but they have billions of dollars and they're embraced by the Republican Party, and they've basically taken over the party, and they're allowed to say things like this. I mean, what I said wasn't hyperbole. Like, on a daily basis, this is the type of things that Hannity is telling its viewers. His viewers, play the clip.
They reject the overbearing Green New Deal regulations. You know, you've got to get an electric vehicle. They want to take away your stove, your refrigerator, your air conditioner, and they want to even take away your meat.
No, like none of that is true. Everything you just said is a lie. Everything you said is false. And Sean Hannity is, we know that because we have his text messages from the Dominion lawsuit. He's laughing and mocking his viewers. He hates his viewers. He treats his viewers like crap. He and Tucker and all of them are doing it for money, and they know they're being predatory, and they just don't give a crap because they're making a boatload of money. That's their business model, screwing over and dividing this country. And then they want to normalize things like Donald Trump's other post of a video of President Biden being hogtied. And then they try to act, oh, he was just posting a video. He didn't do it. What are you talking about? You just even admitted he did it. He decided to post the video, and the video is of a car. He could have posted other videos. He could have posted a video of bunny rabbits. He could have posted a video of himself saying things about Easter that were nice. He chose to post a car. He's knowingly he did it. What we're supposed to be like, yeah, it's not his car, though. It's his video. It's his platform. If somebody engaged in this conduct at your company, let's just say the boss didn't like one of the board members. And so the boss decided to post the video of a board member being gagged on the, I'm sorry, being hogtied, not gagged, being hogtied on the back of a pickup truck. And then the boss said, it wasn't my car. I just posted it. What do you think would happen in any size organization? In any event, we still got a lot to talk about on this episode of the Midas Touch podcast. I want to talk about the Florida Supreme Court ruling, Brett. I'd love to get your take on that. Then I want to give my take on everything that's happening in the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case against Donald Trump scheduled for April 15th. Talk about that and more. Let's take our last quick break of the show.
Sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health. When you are sleeping well, you can perform at your best mentally and physically. Introducing Beams Dream Powder, a science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep. If you know me, you know that Dream has been a game changer for my sleep. I drink Beams Dream Powder each night in order to get my optimal sleep, and I have to say, I wouldn't be recommending this if it didn't actually help me, and you know I need it. And today, our listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Now available in delicious flavors like chocolate peanut butter, cinnamon cocoa, and sea salt caramel with only 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. Other sleep aids can cause next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, melatonin, and nano-CBD to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up feeling refreshed. The numbers don't lie, folks. In a clinical study, 93% of participants reported Dream helped them get better sleep. Beam Dream is easy to add to your nighttime routine. Just mix Dream into hot water or milk, froth, and enjoy before bed. Find out why Forbes and the New York Times are all talking about Beam, as are we here on the Midas Touch Network, and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Midas and use code Midas at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/MEIDAS and use code Midas for up to 40% off.
What if you could support family farmers and reduce your environmental imprint all while enjoying the highest quality meat on earth? When you join the Moink movement, you can. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, and sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon straight to your door. Moink farmers farm like our grandparents did. And as a result, Moink meat tastes like it should, because the family farm, let's face it, does it better. And the Moink difference is a difference you can taste. Unlike the supermarket, Moink gives you total control over the quality and source of your food. You choose the meat delivered in every box, like ribeyes to chicken breasts to pork chops to salmon fillets, and much more. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Moink is helping save rural America. I love it, and you will too. Join the Moink movement today. Shark Tank host Kevin O'Leary called Moink's bacon the best bacon he's ever tasted, and Ring doorbell founder Jamie Siminoff jumped at the chance to invest in Moink. Plus, they guarantee you'll say, oink, oink, I'm just happy I got moinked. I know I do, and you will too. Keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/MidasTouch right now. And listeners of this show get free bacon for a year. That's 1 year of the best bacon you'll ever taste, but for a limited time. It's spelled M-O-I-N-K. Moinkbox.com/MidasTouch. That's moinkbox.com/MidasTouch.
Let's go. You see, folks, no one's trying to take your meat like Hannity's trying to say. We got meat as a sponsor. Shout out Moink, y'all. Shout out Beam. Links are in the description. Just one click away. We work really hard. I hear the Moink is amazing. One, I know it's amazing. I've had it many times, but drop in the comment if you had it. Drop in the comments if you had Beam. Let us know. Let folks know. It's the best way to spread the love there.
Well, brothers, first can I off, tell you I one thing? I'm sorry, go
ahead. Oh, you, Brett.
I just wanted to say that Against All Enemies, the doc now has moved up to 15 on the charts. As
let's go. Keep downloading it while we're live.
Like, yeah, keep downloading it. Keep downloading it.
This is the cool. Honestly, can we just like reflect on a second how cool it is that this community was able to get a documentary that did not have millions and millions of dollars in marketing budget, beating movies that do have millions and millions and millions of dollars of marketing budget. This is really just all people powered. Like, this is all thanks to you. I can't tell you how
Midas Mighty cool. are the best.
I can't tell you cool. Like, just look at the movies this is next to right now, okay? We have Oppenheimer at 12, okay?
It's Oppenheimer.
You don't see Barbie
top
on there?
10, people. Let's because crack top 10.
We beat Barbie. Okay, we got to beat Wonka next. That's my next target.
Our next target's Wonka. And we should have said this before, too. The link to the description that will take you right where you could purchase the movie. It's also in the description here. Yeah, it's in the description. So it's one click away from right now. So let's see if we can get that to top 10, folks.
And let me just give a huge like congratulations to the team behind it too. I want to make sure they get their due because they did it and they're incredible.
So
Charlie Sadoff, the director producer, producer Ken Harbaugh, who you know from this network on Burn the Boats and from the Against All Enemies podcast that we air here almost every night. Sebastian Junger and Dan Barkoff. I want to give a huge shout out to them and everyone else involved. And when you watch it, you'll see a lot of Midas Touch contributors in the movie itself, like Chris Goldsmith, and you'll see Denver Riggleman and folks like that, and it's I keep sending us your feedback because it's please. Every day I wake up to your amazing comments and it like makes me so happy. So keep it up. Thank you,
Brett.
Thank
a
you.
Big ruling from the Florida Supreme Court. Why don't you take Florida Supreme Court? I'll take Manhattan District Attorney. We'll crisscross the country. You take the South. I take the North. What do you think, Brett?
I love it. I will take the South happily. Florida Supreme Court announced. It's sort of. Good news, bad news situation today out of the Florida Supreme Court, and I'll explain exactly why. So the Florida Supreme Court announced today, and this is, like, I cannot understate, or can't overstate, rather, how massive this is. They announced that ballot initiatives on abortion and marijuana legalization will both be on the ballot this November. So previously, both of these initiatives were challenged in court. Those challenges were, of course, supported by people like Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. And so here's what the two initiatives are. The first initiative is called the Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. It's also known as Amendment 4. This would enshrine abortion rights into the Florida Constitution, specifically stating that, quote, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability. The second initiative that's going to appear on the ballot in November in Florida is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. It's exactly what it sounds like. That's also known as Amendment 3. And what this will allow is adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption.
Now, why did I say good news, bad news? Here's the bad news. The court simultaneously is allowing a six-week abortion ban in the state. That's overturning decades and decades and decades of precedent, of legal precedent in the state. It's absolutely horrible. But they did that, and at the same time, they are allowing this abortion rights to be enshrined in the Constitution in November, which isn't that far away. So that gives me hope. Now, I think at least 60% of voters, I believe, need to vote for these amendments in order for them to pass in November. So why do I think this is such a big deal? Because the political implications of this are tremendous. And we've seen this now across the country in all these various kind of ballot initiatives, where when you have things like abortion on the ballot and things like marijuana legalization on the ballot, people make sure that they get to the polls because their rights are literally in their hands. And so these initiatives being on the ballot could dramatically alter the state of many elections this November. It could lead to the easiest way are those congressional races, right? You get around the margins, you get more Democrats to vote or people to vote for these initiatives. If that has a down ballot effect on other aspects of the ballot, you could see a lot more Democratic congresspeople as a result of this election. It also puts Rick Scott's Senate grabs in a very tough Senate environment for the Democrats. Also, it could make Florida in play for President Biden. Florida has really kind of turned a good amount against Democrats in these past few years. And we've even seen just recently the voter disparity and voter registration amongst Republicans versus Democrats. The gap keeps widening. It's not looking great for Democrats in Florida right now. But this gives President Biden now an opportunity to push back against those tides. And also, at the bare minimum, is going to probably require Donald Trump to spend extra money in Florida that he wouldn't have ordinarily have had to spend in the state of Florida. And as we know, it's not like he's got the money as is to do all these various things. And meanwhile, you know, you have Biden setting up now. I think Biden has 14 field offices now throughout Pennsylvania, the Biden campaign and the DNC. Meanwhile, Trump and the Trump campaign has zero presence in the state of Pennsylvania. And you're seeing things like that happen across the country, where the Biden campaign now and the DNC are able to use their massive resources to have massive presences on the ground in places like Pennsylvania, in places like Wisconsin, and they want to look at Florida and, you know, all these other states, while Trump is really not doing anything. It's like kind of a very underreported dynamic of the campaign right now.
Look, Lara Trump, who's now running the RNC, Donald Trump's daughter-in-law.
Go, Lara, go.
Spent the weekend bragging about releasing new music tracks, which are usually just cover songs that she takes from people like Tom Petty and others. That's what the Republicans are doing. Brett, you go, it will force Donald Trump to spend money in Florida. He ain't spending money anywhere. In a traditional framework of how campaigns are run, there is a little chess match. Field offices open here, field offices then from the other party open there. And then they kind of, you know, decide like, okay, are we going to like put up field offices here as a way to bait the other side to investing money, right? It's very tactical, right? And surgical in how you make these maneuvers. Trump is doing none of that at all. He hasn't held an event for any significant period of time because he doesn't have the funds and he's not reaching out and making that. And even when he raises the funds, he spends it on himself.
That's what
so
I was gonna say, yeah.
They're talking about, okay, he's going to do this big fundraiser. Let's just assume he holds a big fundraiser. He raises all of this money. He's spending it on his legal bills. He's spending it on himself. We haven't seen anything like that in I wouldn't just say modern politics, but again, and this also goes to a competence factor, well, or the lack thereof, the incompetence of Donald Trump. You know, we did a lot of videos about Alina Habba partying in St. Bart's. And the reason we showed a lot of these videos is like, you're a loser. Like you lost these cases and now you're spending your time flaunting your wealth that you've made from Trump's political action committees in St. Bart's. And these photographs come from Haba and her Haba's friend. Like this person, Siggy Flicker, who's like really big now in the MAGA world. She was on The Real Housewives or whatever of Jersey or something. She's posting these photos of her and Haba having the most lavish vacation where it looks like they're spending money on meals than most Americans make in an entire month. And it's these Americans who are supporting Trump who are paying for the lifestyle of Alina Haba, who continues to lose cases. Then she gives speeches celebrating her losses and talking about, I bet you didn't know that I was sanctioned for $1 million here. It was a Clinton judge, you know, and that's, again, an issue to me that isn't Democrat v. Republican. And that's right. Where maybe the 2020 election was, all right, progressive liberals, you got to sing louder to your choir and preach to your choir. To me, 2024 is all about democracy and about normalcy and about preserving and protecting fundamental rights that MAGA wants to take away. I mean, look, moments ago before we went live, Donald Trump made a post bragging about the endorsement from Viktor Orban, who Trump thinks is the greatest leader in Europe, but who's the biggest clown in Europe. I mean, Hungary has one of the highest inflation rates. The entire economy of Hungary, the amount of GDP that Hungary brings in is less than the revenue on a year-to-year basis of most large American corporations. But Republicans hold, in the MAGA iteration, hold Hungary up as this success story. When they're like, it's just a bunch of losers, loser people. They surround themselves with losers and they have the biggest loser quality of all. Because look, in life, we're all going to lose. I've lost, you've lost. Losing happens, but it's how we handle our losses. And losers handle their losses exactly like MAGA. Hell, even Erdogan in Hungary admitted that he lost. He wasn't, I don't mean to give any praise there whatsoever, nor do I think it's deserved at all. But even there in Turkey, I said Hungary, in Turkey, Erdogan was saying that, look, we lost. That was a Trumpism right there of confusing Hungary with Turkey right there. But even there, you know, Erdogan says, look,
you're just interposing. Lost. Don't worry. You're interposing.
I was just interposing. I was clearly very powerfully.
Prime example of interposing.
But look, the quality of the Trump and these MAGAs whining and saying, oh, wow, we really won. It's all rigged. It's that you just lost. You lost. And again, even the way Donald Trump approaches all of these cases, like the Manhattan District Attorney case. Well, let me pause there. Trump is the only person who I would know in the civil case against him who goes, you know what? I'm going to attack Justice Engoron's law clerk. Let's go after the female law clerk and say that that's part of our campaigning. We want to attack the law, the court staff. What are you even talking about? And then let's attack the judge's wife. And now in the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case, it's all about Trump attacking Justice Mershon's daughter and posting photographs of her over and over again and whining about Justice Mershon's daughter as though it's the daughter's fault somehow things. And then Laura Loomer, the conspiracy theorist who Trump is very close with, who'd probably have a big role in a future Trump administration. She does the same thing she did with Engoron, where she said that there was an account that belonged to Engoron's wife, which wasn't true. And now she says there's an account, which is a fabricated account that was taken over by somebody else a year ago that doesn't belong to Justice Mershon's daughter. And then Trump's attacking Justice Mershon's daughter based on a fake conspiracy. And the fact that the district attorney had to file a motion before we went live and then Trump responded, where the district attorney's like, look, Donald Trump has made posts holding baseball bats, acting like he's going to attack District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Donald Trump has referred to a witness as death. Donald Trump has said, if you come after me, I'm coming after you. And now, Judge, he's posting photos of your daughter. And look, here's the thing. Justice Mershon, you may feel like you and your daughter have the security protection because you're a judge and the court provides that type of protection. But you know who doesn't have that type of protection? People like my co-host Michael Cohen on Mea Culpa and Political Beatdown. People like other witnesses who are going to be, Hope Hicks is supposed to be someone who, you know, who testifies. And whether she's still in Trump's camp or not in Trump's camp anymore, think about the level of that intimidation, what it does to other witnesses. And that's what the district attorney's emergency briefing to the judge said earlier today. Judge, if you allow him to go after your daughter, think about the message that sends to all of the other witnesses, your own daughter, Judge. And then Trump's lawyers responded, well, this is campaigning. He has the right to attack your daughter, Judge. And if you think about expanding the gag order, we're going to need more time to brief this. And then we're going to have to try to recuse you. What Trump is trying to do here, since he's already filed a motion for Justice Mershon to be recused based on Mershon's daughter, which was rejected, Trump is trying to bait Justice Mershon into doing something to protect his daughter. And then Trump's going to say, aha, now you're biased because you're trying to protect your daughter in this case when I was just trying to campaign against your daughter. Now I need a new judge to lay the trial. Justice Mershon realizes that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is doing the only thing it can do, which is it has to bring this to the attention of the court. But Trump is trying to bait Mershon to come to the security of his daughter and then try to delay the trial. Because in addition to wanting to inspire his own followers to be violent, Trump is violently fearful of this trial. And as I noted at the outset, it's Donald Trump selling $60 Bibles in order to try to fund his defense, where he's already been found liable for sexual assault in a civil case and is about to be in a trial for hush money payments to a porn star while his wife had just given birth to their first child, and him trying to hide that in the 2016 election while he continues to call the woman, Stormy, who he had sex with, who Stormy says he's got a small penis, and she said it was a disgusting thing. He's calling her horse face because she's saying that he's got a tiny dick. And that's what, who's the leader of the Republican Party, who then calls her horse face in return. Like, are you kidding me? That's not normal behavior. And as I said, if you're trying to craft a WWE fascist bad guy character in a dystopian science fiction, horrific, you know, whatever, you know, movie, oh boy, and you came up with that character or plot, okay, but this is the United States of America. And this is what President Biden says when he goes, this is the United States of America. That's what he means. This is the USA. This conduct is not okay. And look, I don't want to talk the same way I don't like the polling when it goes the other way. Suffice to say that the new Morning Consult poll, which previously had Trump leading 45 to 41, has now turned and Biden's winning that 44 to 42. I don't want to dwell on the polls, even though now they're trending in Biden's direction, because I just think it's so important that we roll up our sleeves together as a community here and do the hard work every day. And when we go to sleep every day, we need to always think, did we win the day? And by winning the day, I mean, did we get out the truth? Did we spread love and empathy? Have we promoted democracy? Have we shared these clips and these videos with people? I think foundationally, that's the most important thing here. And you all are the force behind this. This is a community that drives all of this. This isn't top down. You're the reason why Against All Enemies, a doc, by the way, on extremism and how these kind of horrific extremist elements infiltrate the veterans community and how that can be stopped. It's an important film for our democracy. It's something everybody should watch. And it's so important that you all are promoting things like that and making sure that that message gets out there. Because, you know, the It wasn't like we always said, let's make this independent. Let's do it through Midas Touch and let's do no. The other networks don't want to do this stuff. And so we have to create our own network. We got to create our own movie studios. We got to be the messengers that we always wanted. And that's thanks to you. We can't look for these heroes. You're the hero watching this. So we thank you so much. Brett, final words from you.
Final words. I think that you are exactly right. It was funny because on one of the Patreon after shows, first off, it was great seeing everybody on our live Q&A after show last time. That was really
cool. Awesome.
Thanks to everyone who joined us. But on one of the previous after shows, because it's now officially been 4 years since Midas Touch started, we went through some of our very first videos and tweets and posts and whatever. And it's just wild to see, you know, when we say we could not do this without you, like, when you see the numbers our content was getting back 4 years ago, you'll understand exactly what we mean by that. Because I mean, the things we were showing, you know, on Patreon were some of our posts that we thought were some pretty killer posts. Not gonna lie, some pretty great videos, right? It's pretty good
fire content.
And they'd have 3 likes, and you're looking at the 3 likes right here. so, like, you know, everything, you know, it's we're firm believers in kind of the idea of if you build it, they will come, right? And I think all of us need to sort of have that mindset, in that let's not wait for others to do the work. We all need to do the work. We all need to wake up and try to be as energized as possible. And we need to understand that when we see these crazy conspiracies and the lashing out and the Easter and the, oh, how dare you with the trans visibility day and blah, blah, gas stoves. When you see all that, that to me, that's emblematic of panic. To me, that's emblematic of a party in decay, of a party in decline, of people who are desperate and scared and know that they are losing. So I want you to be kind of fired up in a way when you see things like that and know that we're going to win this and we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep pushing because our democracy is on the line here and we are going to do everything in our power to preserve and protect that and adhere to our values, to promote unity, to promote honesty, to promote inclusion, to embrace diversity, all the things that make this country so great and all the things that make this community here at the Midas Touch Network so great. So I just want to give you a big thank you as I close out and pass the mic to Jordy for
let me remind everybody the after show patreon.com/MidasTouch patreon.com/MidasTouch. Thank you to our pro democracy sponsors. Want to give a shout out to our new true crime channel, True Crime MTN. I want to give a shout out to the Tennessee Brando YouTube channel, the Adam Mockler YouTube channel, the Talking Feds YouTube channel, all partnered with the Midas Touch Network. Great work. Let's help all of those channels get more subscribers. And with that, Jordy, take it away.
Wait, everybody check out Against All Enemies. The link's in the description. Click it now. The show's over. Shout out to the Midas Mighty.
The Midas Mighty standing strong against the fascists. We sing our
It's Kent Harbaugh with the Midas Touch Network. The film Against All Enemies, which I co-produced with Ben Mycelis and this network, has won awards around the world for its up-close portrayal of America's insurrectionist movement. It premieres in the U.S. on March 29th on Amazon and Apple TV. Go to againstallenemiesfilm.com or click the link below. But don't just watch Against All Enemies. Tell your friends about it. It's one more way to hold accountable those who threaten our democracy. Thanks, Midas Mighty. Let's use our power well.